This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan, you are honored, O month of the Quran, it is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome to the philosophy of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah. Peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, his last messenger and prophet. As usual, we have Dr. Hatham Al-Dad in the studio. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for joining us in the studio today.
Jazakallah khair.
Previously, Doctor, we've been talking about the rulings on fasting, everything else on fasting. We took a look at a previous episode of the beliefs in fasting. You mentioned two conditions of fasting. So what happens if you fast out of, you don't believe in fasting, you just fast?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-anbiya wa al-mursaleen nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Yes, you are referring to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he said, the one who fasts Ramadan, believing in Allah or out of faith and seeking the forgiveness of Allah jalla wa ala, he will have all his previous sins forgiven.
That's correct. Did you not mention that in three stages, he gave you a chance to repent in three stages?
Yeah, that is the fasting and then Qiyamul Layl and then Qiyamu Laylat al-Qadr. In all these three hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned out of belief and seeking the forgiveness of Allah jalla wa ala. The one who fasts, the one who establishes Qiyamu Layl, the one who establishes Qiyamu Layl during the night of power. Only. So these are the two conditions. Right. Now many people misunderstand these two conditions, or they do not put attention to those two conditions. The first condition is out of faith or believing in Allah Jalla wa Ala. What does it mean? Man sama Ramadan imanan, out of faith.
Right.
Can someone fast the month of Ramadan just without faith? It is true. It can happen.
Of course.
It can happen. What do we mean by this? There are people who fast Ramadan because they don't want to be embarrassed.
I see.
Not to be fasting during the month of Ramadan.
Of course.
We came across some people like this.
Yes.
So they are not fasting out of faith in Allah Jalla wa Ala, not believing that Allah Jalla wa Ala obliged them to fast. Not believing that they must fast because they have to fulfill one of the conditions of Islam.
Okay.
So this is one time of people, one type of people who fast just because they don't want to be embarrassed. The main criteria is those who fast just for any reason other than Allah Jalla wa Ala.
I see.
So this, for example, will introduce those people who fast as a habit.
I understand. So, Sheikh, what you're saying to us, like, maybe in Ramadan, you'll find people fasting, but they're not, the intention is not for Allah.
That is the criteria. Their intention is not for Allah, for someone, for anything else. So, as we said, out of embarrassment, or they are just fasting it because everyone around them is fasting, and it became like part of their yearly habits.
I see.
And here I would like to warn all my brothers and sisters that they should establish the right intention for fasting.
SubhanAllah, yes.
We are not making it difficult, but listen, Allah Jalla wa Ala wants intentions from us. Allah Jalla wa Ala does not want the outward action.
Of course.
And this is the philosophy of all ibadat.
Of course.
We mentioned during one of the previous episodes the statement, the verse in the Quran, لَنْ يَلَالَ اللَّهَ لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. The flesh of the sacrifice will not reach to Allah Jalla wa Ala. What will reach to Allah Jalla wa Ala is what? Is the taqwa.
Yes.
The taqwa means that the heart has established taqwa.
Of course.
Has established the intention that he is fasting for Allah. That's why all of us know that actions are judged by intention according to the hadith, the well-known hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Moreover, we know that the heart is the location for intention.
Of course.
That's why Allah Jalla wa Ala puts a lot of intention, a lot of attention on the heart itself.
Yes, great point.
You know, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, for example, لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما كسبت قلوبكم. You know, when people say لا والله والله and this لغو, this is this filler that is used by many people where they say wallahi wallahi.
Definitely,
and they swear by Allah, they did not mean to swear by Allah. Because they did not mean it, they did not intend it. Allah Jalla wa Ala says that he does not count on you on this. Allah counts on what your hearts earned.
Yes, exactly. An interesting point there, Sheikh. So what message can we give for the brothers and sisters out there who are Muslim and they have been fasting out of non-intention to Allah? If they fasted last year just because they had to, how can we bring them back to the straight path?
Yes, and this is the point that we are talking about, is that, my dear brothers and sisters, each one of us should always remind himself before the action of ibadah, before any action of ibadah, and should ask himself, why am I doing this ibadah? Am I doing it because it became part of my daily habits, part of my culture, part of my identity? I am a Muslim, I have to fast. It is a matter of identity. It is not a matter of drawing myself closer to Allah Jalla wa Ala.
Definitely,
So this is the intention that we are talking about. Out of faith.
Of course.
Believing that Allah Jalla wa Ala command us to fast. So, you know, the hadith, the very famous hadith, every one of our viewers know this hadith. Knows this hadith. The hadith says, hadith al-Nu'man ibn Mashir, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, there is a piece of flesh, a morsel, in the body that controls the body. If it sounds, then the whole body is sound. If it goes bad, then the whole body goes bad. What is that piece of flesh? Is the heart.
Of course.
And you know, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said that the heart is like the commander.
Yes.
Commands the limbs. And they act just based on his instructions. So if the hearts, if the heart of the person instructed the limbs to act according certain way, they have nothing to do but to listen to their heart's instructions.
An interesting point there, Sheikh. I'd like to say, though, for example, if your heart is pure to your standards, you think you are pure, however, you are still violating the rules of Allah, you are still not doing what He asks of you, how can you then get back so your heart is pure?
Yes. So there are, by the way, there are a number of acts that the person violates the good intention. Here, while we are talking about fasting, the point that I would like to pinpoint to our viewers is that some people, it is rare that some people fast for showing off. This is very rare. Maybe some people will fast out of embarrassment. But on the other side, people fast because they don't know the meaning of fasting, and the community around them is fasting, so it became like a habit.
I see.
And the scholars in the past used to say that the righteous people turn their normal actions to be ibadat, acts of ibadah.
Okay.
And the non-righteous people, the heedless people, turn their ibadat to be what? To be normal habitual acts. And that's why the reward will be minimum for the actions that have been done out of habit,
subhanallah,
not out of the right intention. And see, we can say that the obligation might be lifted, the obligation might be lifted, but the reward will not be established.
Subhanallah. Interesting point there, Doctor. We've just got a short time there.
Okay. The reward might not be established, but the obligation might be lifted.
Of course.
So the hadith here is talking about the reward, not lifting the obligation.
Of course. Excellent point there. Something that's just struck me before we take a short break, Doctor, that you suggest in this previous program, that Allah only knows what He will reward you for your fasting. So He already knows if your intention is for Him. SubhanAllah, it's an interesting point. We'll catch up after the break there on Doctor. Well, thanks for watching. Stay tuned. We'll just take a quick break. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum. And a very warm welcome back to the philosophy of fasting. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
We were talking about the virtues of fasting and the fasting and the beliefs and Ramadan. We got to a very interesting point, Doctor. We want to ask about why we're fasting. What is the intention? Is there an hadith that we can recite before we fast to make sure we are fasting for the right intention?
Okay. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. There is no hadith. Mm-hmm. You don't talk. There is no specific hadith that you need to recite, or there is no specific dua that you need to read before fasting, in order for fasting to be for the right intention. Mm-hmm. But I suggested that the person should ask himself, why am I fasting?
Of course.
In order to renew his intention and to establish the right intention. One of the early scholars was invited to attend a funeral, a janazah. And then he said, okay, I will go with you. And then he said, stop. And they said, let us go. And they said, what did you do? He said, I renewed my intention. So it is good for the person to renew his intention all of the time.
Of course.
In order to make sure that his ibadah was done for the right intention. And I am warning all my brothers and sisters not to do the ibadat out of habits.
Yes.
Especially in some Muslim communities, or Muslims who live together in non-Muslim communities.
Yes.
They tend to do certain things, and the children, they will grow up that these acts are part of their intention, so they keep doing it as just a habit.
Of course.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man saama Ramadan imana," with this condition. This is the first qualifier. Uh-huh. And in the Quran, we see that when Allah jalla wa ala wants to talk about good deeds, and He wants to establish a good reward or a reward for doing those good deeds, Allah jalla wa ala mentions this condition, iman. For example, Allah jalla wa ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. The one who does good deeds with a female or male, he will go to Jannah. Allah Jalla wa'ala did not say he will go to Jannah without any condition. He says, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Right. And in the other ayah, very similar ayah, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. And you know, in Surah Al-Isra, again, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. And there are some other ayat where Allah Jalla wa'ala puts this qualifier, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ.
Okay.
How can a person does good deeds, not believing in them, or not believing in Allah. Yes, the person can do good deeds, but out of habit, that he doesn't want to be embarrassed, or out of showing off, for other reasons, he wants to secure his identity. I'm mentioning those problems that we face in the West.
I definitely agree with you, Dr. Haytham. I'd just like to pick up on that point, because when I reverted to Islam, I was in an Islamic community and they were fasting, and some of the children were just fasting because it was there was no intention to Allah. So it is very important what you said, Dr. Haytham, that, you know, we must get back to why we're fasting, and don't fast unless your intention is just for Allah. Very important.
Yeah. See, here I would like to pick on something that you mentioned.
Yes.
We have to be careful. We don't say to people, don't fast unless your intention is for Allah. No. We say fast, but rectify your intention.
Okay, sure.
And we don't want people to have waswas.
Yes.
Okay? And that's why we said there are two things. The obligation will be lifted if you fast, provided that you do not fast for someone other than Allah.
Definitely.
But in order to get the maximum reward, you need to what? You need to make sure that your intention is there while you are fasting. Uh-huh. You are fasting because you are obliged to fast.
Uh-huh.
And this is different from fasting out of what? Out of habit.
Uh-huh.
Out of it became part of your identity. It became part of your custom. And I see, Brother Rafi, I know many people will say, why are you talking about this point and you emphasize on this point? One time, I was about to do fundraising.
Uh-huh.
And I received an email from one of the sisters that is advising me, whenever you do fundraising, don't talk about Jannah and Dinar. Talk about your Islamic identity.
Right.
That once you donate more for good causes, you are securing your identity. You become better Muslim. She said, I don't find it motivating to talk about Jannah and Nar in donating while you want to raise funds.
Okay.
Because it is not the real motivation for me. The real motivation is what? Is to become better Muslim, to secure your identity. And this is very dangerous. Mm. And I found this common in the West.
Yes.
People do things not because of Allah, not because of the reward, not because they want to please Allah, not because this matter is an obligation.
Of course.
No, they do it because they feel that they are better Muslims.
Of course.
Or this is part of their identity. This is part of their custom. Yes.
Would it not be fair to say, Dr. Haytham, that we can say Muslims in the West are just scared of losing that identity, so they just make up stories and make up things?
This is a fair point to say. This is a fair point. Because they are afraid of losing their identity, so they want to secure it.
Uh-huh.
But it has to be said that it is good to secure your identity for Allah.
Of course,
not because you feel that this is your ethnicity.
Definitely.
I am a Pakistani Muslim, or I am an Arab Muslim, or I am British. So I need to secure my identity as I need to secure my identity as a white person.
Yes.
This is the point. I hope that this point is clear for our viewers.
Definitely.
And again, I would like to emphasize again that we are talking about getting the right reward for fasting. So you have to have this condition, which is what? Out of belief. The second condition is what? Seeking the reward of Allah Jalla Wa'ala. Now, what is the point of the second condition? Seeking the reward of Allah Jalla Wa'ala. Many people might fast because they are obliged to fast. So the obligation will be lifted, but they are not looking for the reward. And as one of the scholars, Ibn Abi Jamrah, who explained Sahih al-Bukhari, he said that the people who want to fast and they are fasting because they are obliged to fast and it is a burden, they want to get rid of it, the obligation is lifted, but they do not get the reward mentioned in this hadith, which is what? To have all your sins forgiven.
Yes.
And he said, in order to get the reward mentioned in this hadith, you have to fast what? Seeking the reward of Allah Jalla
wa'ala. Of course.
Not just you want to get rid of that burden.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, these days, these years in general, fasting is a bit difficult in the West.
Definitely.
Because it is in the middle of the summer,
mm-hmm.
in the summertime. So sometimes people, they just want to fast because they want to get rid of it.
Of course.
It's so difficult.
Yes.
Let us just, is a burden. Oh, alhamdulillah, Ramadan is over.
It seems to be a trend. When I first had a Ramadan in the UK, it was like very early in the morning and very late at night. In the East, it's a little bit different. And it was like, oh, is Eid here? They didn't find the true connection.
So if you are fasting because you just want to get rid of it, the obligation, as we said, will be lifted. But you are not securing the reward.
Of course.
And moreover, when the Prophet ﷺ said, seeking the reward of Allah Jalla wa'ala, this criteria differs from one person to another person.
Definitely.
So a person will fast with full intention, with full hope in Allah's mercy, in Allah's forgiveness. So this will have a higher level of reward.
For sure.
And you know, the scholar said that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he was not better than the rest because of his actions only, but because of what? Because of something here.
SubhanAllah.
And also they said that the righteous people, they really differ among themselves, not because of the number of actions they do only, but because the number of actions as well as the type of intention they have.
MashaAllah.
And they said also that there are two people praying next to each other. One person's salah goes up to the heavens, and the other person's salah just reach above his head.
I see.
Why? Because of the intention.
Of course.
So, just to round it up, there are two conditions, my dear respected brothers and sisters, that we have to observe in order to get the full capacity of reward.
Of course, of course.
Out of belief in Allah Jalla wa'ala, and the second one, seeking the reward of Allah Jalla wa'ala.
SubhanAllah. Thank you so much for that, Dr. Hatham. That's all we have time for right now on the philosophy of fasting. I really appreciate the support that you're giving the brothers and sisters out there, and inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you.
Ameen. Jazakallah.
Until next time, I'll leave you in the safe care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.